Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved angels. You are right here at the voice of passionate action, and I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and it's your time.
It is your time.
It's your time right now.
and if it wasn't your time, you wouldn't be here. So let's just begin with that absolute knowing, because, you know, we're talking about it. We are going and diving into the big question. It's like, you know, how do I manifest all my dreams? How do I manifest all my visions? Not tomorrow, but right now. And if I've been working on it and I've been doing other things, what do I need to do to break through so that this stuff all starts coming forward? Because let's face it, guys, with all the energy in the planetary thought body, you know, we've talked about this for weeks now. We are not going back there. I think you guys have it, because let's face it, we have bar none the most amazing listeners on the planet that, you know, the planetary thought body is throwing fear. You know the planetary thought body wants you to doubt yourself. So let's break through all of that and start commanding the light.
You know, within every storm, there is a moment of calm. Within every moment, there is an opportunity to shift one's perspective, because the flow in the greater outer world, if you were to believe the media, humanity has definitely taken a turn toward a direction that is not comfortable, that's actually quite tragic. And that contrast helps you discover what direction you're taking.
Well, isn't that the beauty of it? I mean, really, that's the beauty of it.
Absolutely. So we're not going to talk about the big world at large, other than to mention that all of that energy out there will help you discover your truth.
Absolutely.
And that's a gift.
But here's the key, Shri. I love that you bring this up right at the top of the show, which is that energy will either help you discover your truth or drive you further away from it based upon how you lift into the fifth dimensional experience that is in our planet right now.
Well, they say that denial is a river in Egypt.
Oh, Shri. Ooh, burn. Did you guys get that? Did you hear that?
Well, denial is the magic element that we're talking about here. When you, the thought body that is stimulating great fear and anger and hatred, for that matter, in the outer world, is denying the essential love, the essential fabric that would allow such conflict to even exist.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a great heart to allow conflicting energies to play out, because they're nothing more than a dance. They
exactly.
play and they expire.
Yes.
They play and they expire. And so are you denying your inner truth? Are you denying your abundance? Are you denying your greatness? Or are you delusional?
Well, now I want to jump in on that, because one of the things that's important to recognize is that, you know, we talk often about dimensional dementia, meaning that actually we have a home study course. It's a whopping $22. You should go check it out, called Ascended Sanity. And it's a home study program, because more than ever, if you are in your ascended sanity, to those that have what we refer to as dimensional dementia, you are going to seem a little loony. And the reality is that this is how the planetary thought body seeks to keep you entrapped. However, once you get on the other side, once you start recognizing that you have the power to command the light, then you are able to harness the gifts, harness the I'm going to use the word majesty, of the divine energy that is present on the planet right now. Because where there is this much conflict, there is just that much more light. Take that in, angels. There's always the two in balance.
And you know what's really fun and crazy is there's a big increase in abundance energy.
Huge.
Now, right now, we're getting an abundance of chaos and stuff like that going,
if you want to,
in the outer world.
Exactly.
However, there's a stream that's beneath that. It's the abundance of the opportunity to claim that which you are, to claim your best future, to claim that which serves you. And I think as we kind of come into focus here a little bit on the topic of abundance and commanding the light, it's essential that we first make peace with that which we are, meaning it's essential that we learn to love ourselves so that we're not projecting lessons of lack out into the world.
Exactly. Now, I'm going to say one thing here, guys. How many of you recently have been feeling like, why is everything chaotic? Why is everything different? Because here's what's going on. There, as Sri just mentioned, you know, there's all this energy going on right now on the planet that right now the belief structures of density are believing very much in fear. They are believing very much in chaos, very much in, I'm going to use this word in quotes, terror, because terror can take on a lot of different aspects. Not just you might immediately be thinking about terrorists. I'm talking about terror. Are you terrified of your future? Are you terrified to go to sleep at night? Are you terrified about waking up tomorrow to whatever envelope is sitting on your doorstep or whatever is happening in your life? The reality is that when we align with all of that energy, we forget that we are the master. We forget that we have the ability to command the light. And man, is it abundant. You know, as Sri mentioned, there is a ton of abundance. We are actually in one of the single most abundant times right now. The question is how you're harnessing this abundance. Now, you know, I have to just stop. And I'm, guys, I'm sitting here before you. Hear me on this one, okay? Sri and I were guided over a month ago to offer a program in January. This program is extremely powerful. It's going to offer the support that is really needed. It's the program you'll talk about all of 2016 and beyond and say, I am so grateful that right there in January, I had that support. It's three consecutive Saturday telejourneys with Sri and I. It's a whopping $33, but only through December 15th. After December 15th, it's going to be more because there's more involved in registering you that late in the cycle. So, hey, if you have not yet jumped in, it's time to unleash your inner radical. It's time to be incredibly abundant and remember how to command the light. Register right now. Just do it. Just register for this program. Get on this program. Sri and I will be live with you. And if you can't make us live, don't worry about it because it'll be recorded. You can get the recordings. You'll get all the workbook that goes with it. But this is part of saying yes to the universe. It's saying enough. I am harnessing, and we laughingly, smilingly call it our inner radical, because every one of us inside of us right now, if you are residing in the fifth dimension, you are a radical to those who are living in density.
Absolutely, because anything that's not the norm is a little bit off.
A little bit off.
And yet, the norm is only a baseline. True creation, true innovation, true miracle manifestation mm-hmm. is at the edge of the norm.
Indeed.
So where do you want to play?
Exactly. Where do you want to play? And you know, one of the things that we are really here to talk about today is how can we manifest through the fifth dimension? Now, we want you to hear first and foremost, this is not a show about the law of attraction. And for those of you that are really attracted to the law of attraction, just forgive what we're going to say because we really feel we need to talk about this from the fifth dimensional experience. And so we invite everyone right now, and if you've tuned into this show, it's because you're ready to lift up and hear this information. We invite you to kind of, let's bring our hands to our heart, take in a nice, deep, conscious breath. Let's go in. Let a smile come to your face. You know, when you smile after you've taken in a deep breath, that's the first way you command the light, because you send a signal to the universe that says, okay, I get it. I'm right here. And that's our first little signal, is that you take in a deep breath, you let it out, and then you always bring a smile to your face, no matter what your world might be trying to throw your way. Now, the reason we're inviting you to get into that space is we want to talk about why the law of attraction as it is no longer works the way it did. We're in a whole new world and everything has ascended. Therefore, and this is one of the things that we talked about, you might be doing this over and over and over and go, why is nothing happening? Chances are because you need to lift it.
You know, the law of attraction is basically an exercise in focusing your attention and energy. So consider for a moment, one of the techniques that's associated with the law of attraction is to cut out pictures of things you want and put them on the refrigerator, or make a wish book and that kind of thing, so that your attention is focused on that which you want to have into your life. Well, at face value, there's nothing wrong with that.
I did it all the time, and it worked.
However, the question is, what is it? How does what you're choosing support your soul's journey? And that is only one of the many questions you need to ask. Is the law of attraction a playground for the ego, or is it a magnification of the soul? Now, play with that a little bit, because we all go through maturity, you know, stages of maturity. When we are first learning to manifest, we tend to go for more trivial kinds of things. And then later on, we begin to go deeper into, well, we're manifesting more than just physical items. It's more than cars and a good time. However, learning how to work with energy has got to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the law of attraction is a good place for you to begin learning how to focus your energy. However, as Kira said earlier, we are in a different era. And as a person consciously aligns with their soul energy, attraction is an automatic experience. It's like we turn this upside down for a moment and say, what's in your life today? What's really going on today? And that's what you are attracting. Meaning, everything in your life is conspiring to awaken you to your power. Everything in your life is conspiring to awaken you to the recognition of what is. So it would be a beautiful place to start by taking an inventory of what's going on in my life, because that's what I'm attracting, as opposed to wishing it were different. And this is, and you know, even I'm reminded years ago, I got involved with the AA program, and there's some beautiful spiritual principles in AA and its various cousins. And one of them is to take an inventory. And that principle of looking and seeing, okay, what's really happening in my life? What kinds of people are in my life? What kinds of cash flow? What kinds of art flow? What kinds of beauty flow? What kinds of peace? What kinds of career opportunities? What am I seeing? What's my experience? To pause and do that is a fundamental first step.
Indeed. And you know, we have so much to share about commanding the light versus demanding the light. Now, I want you to take that in. Demanding versus commanding. Demanding is, I want, I want, I want, I want. Commanding is sincerity, love, and presence focused into the manifest creative power that is your inherent birthright. And we're going to be all throughout the show today telling you exactly how you can accomplish this right now in this moment in your life today. And before we give you any more of those hints, now we already gave you hint one. Hint one is every time you take a deep conscious breath, when you exhale, bring a smile to your face. And if that's the only thing you would take from today's show, that in and of itself will change your life.
That'll start you on the way.
Totally, because it ignites that miracle presence of sincerity, love, and presence. Now, Sri, talking about igniting, our phone lines are full. Our mailbox is full. Remember, you can always send us your questions to guest@sriandkiraradio.com. We have tons of email. We have tons of callers. So let's invite in some of our beautiful, beautiful, blessed, amazing audience with us. We're going to start with line one. We're going to go to Mary at North Carolina. Namaste, Mary.
Namaste. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, Angel. Nice to hear your voice.
Yay. Good to hear you guys, too. I'm super excited about today's show. Like, I really, really am excited about today's show.
Yay! We're excited, too.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, I called in today for a mini soul reading. Pretty much, I have no idea what I'm doing or where I'm going. I just keep trying to, you know, just trust my way through it. I mean, from my close relationship, career, finances, kids, everything. It's kind of like in this, I don't know, it's just all shifting and changing, and I just keep surrendering and trusting and, you know, calling on the divine to, you know, assist me in any way possible. You know what I'm saying?
So I do.
That's why I call you. Yeah.
Well, first of all, I'm really honored. Shree and I are honored that you called us today. And I've got to ask, before I share anything else with you, did you register for the telejourney in January?
Oh, absolutely. I did that. Okay. Did that out. Yeah.
Okay. Good girl. Because you really need to be there. The next thing I want to share with you is this. As you were sharing, as you were talking, everything around you started spinning. So I want you, if it's safe to close your eyes, I want you to close your eyes and connect with this portal, because there's this spinning portal going on around you right now, and it's very, very golden. And there's not even one distinct energy that's speaking to you. It's like the portal itself is speaking and saying, everything you have asked for is coming forward in a form that you have still yet to create. And that everything that's happening in your life right now is saying, this is your moment to pop or drop. Meaning the pop is, okay, enough is enough. This is what I want. This is what I want it to look like. I'm clear. And this is what's going to come forward. And this is your moment to do it. And they're saying the way that you can do it is to sit quietly, begin breathing gently, close the eyes, and begin. And ask for the picture. Show me the picture. Show me the picture, and then bring that picture into reality. You're very of creation, which is why you feel like you're in the void. 2016 is a huge year of shift for you, and so I'm really, really grateful you called right now. It was the perfect time, and I invite you to do this. They're saying it's interesting that you called on the 13th, that you called in live, because they're saying 13 times to do this practice, and by the 13th time, everything will be different.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you guys so much. Much love.
Thank you, Angel. Namaste. Well, you know, we have so much going on. And, you know, remember that the phone lines, as soon as we're done with a caller, that's your moment to call back in and get in the queue. But let's go ahead and move right into love. Say hi to Faith. Namaste.
Namaste. Long time no talk.
Indeed. And we're so grateful you're here today.
Me too.
How can we serve you? We can hear you just fine.
All right. Well, I just have to tell you, you know, your email came talking about manifesting, and it's funny because I read the email today, but yesterday I did this thing that I do once in a while. I just made this intention at the beginning of the day that I'm going to meet somebody very interesting today, and kind of was thinking of, you know, of a guy. And sure enough, I met somebody. And I'm kind of blown away. It's like, wow, you know, that stuff works. So I'd love any feedback about all of that.
Well, thank you for asking. I love that you called today. And as you were sharing, what came forward so clearly is, again, what we just started talking about is sincerity, love, and presence are the key. Your continued ability to call forward. And they're saying that the serendipitous event of yesterday and today is to finally release all doubt within you. You know how you said, wow, this stuff really works. The answer is yes, it really does. And the universe is in front of you right now saying, now bring it into everything you do. Bring it into everything you do. And what's interesting is I'm watching Archangel Michael, and it's like he's pushing you. And he's saying, just go do it. Just go do it. Put it into everything you do. But remain in sincerity. Remain in your heart. And remain aware that the universe is working through you, and everything you touch will turn to gold. And Archangel Michael is right there with you. And he's more than with you. He's actually kind of like pushing you along at an even faster pace. So what I would also share with you is get ready. It's going to get faster.
All right.
All right, Angel. Namaste. You did ask for it. Namaste. Bye-bye.
Namaste. Thank you.
All right. We're going to take one more caller, and let's go ahead. We're going to move right into line three and say hi to Corey from California. Namaste, beloved.
Hey, how are you?
We are delighted to say hi to you, Angel.
Lots of transitions out here, and as I look at the stormy weather here in California.
Powerful.
I would love a mini soul reading. It's just been a lot of family putting me in my place, and you know, kind of trouble with finances, and the show is just perfect. I want to thank you guys for the show because it's just the perfect timing. So I'm feeling uplifted hearing it today. Thank you.
Well, first of all, thank you for connecting. You know what's funny, Corey? As I'm connecting with you, I started crying. And what I'm seeing is that there is an energy. I'm just going to say what they're asking me to share with you. Around you is an energy of betrayal, and it needs to be addressed. And as soon as that energy is addressed with love, sincerity, and presence, it will break the chain, open the door, and pour forth the extraordinary, abundant energy that is already there. However, this betrayal energy needs to be addressed. And they're saying that it's like you're, the only thing, I'm seeing you with a blindfold on, and the angels are holding you by your shoulders, and they're turning you around and taking off the blindfold so you can go, oh my gosh, I had no idea that was sitting there. And they're saying, do not dive into this as much as take action on it. And make sure you listen to the whole show, because we're going to be sharing a lot of other things, but this can very, very quickly be cleared, healed, moved through, and transcended. And truly, it's good timing, and it'll still all resolve before the end of the year. So this is a very short-lived event, but a powerful one that kind of puts a line in the sand that brings everything together. So this is actually a positive thing, even though in the moment, the emotions aren't so happy with it. And so just feel us reaching out and wrapping our arms of love and support around you. You're going to easily walk through this moment, and the other side is worth the walk, I promise you.
Thank you so much.
We love you so much, honey. We love you. We love you. Namaste, Angel.
Love you guys. Bye.
I love you too, honey. Bye-bye. You know, Sri, I'm just so honored. Every caller, every person who sends us an email, beloved angels, hear us. We love you so much. And every one of you, you know, we are a community. We are a family of spirit. And the ability to connect with you this way is such a blessing. It is always such a blessing. And to remember that each and every one of us is really carrying an energy for the other. You know, Sri and I are very blessed. We're broadcasting to you live from Terra Nostra Retreat down here in Uruguay. And we currently have all these amazing guests that are down here going through a workshop with us right now. And each one of them we see carrying and working with these energies and seeing the blessing of being held in community. And I love that we can transmit that through these shows and at the same time come together this way.
Absolutely. And I want to bring your attention back to something that was shared early on, which was about smiling. One of the reasons that we smile, we consciously make a decision to smile, is to embrace the truth of our joy, mm-hmm. and to bring forward the love. You know, the mind is such a repetitive pirate of our joy. And when we start obsessing on what's going wrong or obsessing on what seems to be missing, we lose our smile. We become pensive. We become way too serious. And at that point, our vibrational level actually compresses. So remember that smiling is indeed that first step, because commanding the light is different than using emotional charisma to shape-shift reality. One of the things that happens in the law of attraction at its base level is we're using the energy of emotion. Oh, I want it, I want it, I want it.
I wanna.
You know, and that sounds a little bit like a two-year-old.
Well, demand or command, right?
Exactly.
A demanding two-year-old, I wanna.
Well, a lot of that wanna energy does work. it does shape our reality and bring things in. So I'm not saying this is wrong or bad. I'm just suggesting there's a higher order of things, and that the I wanna energy, even in the hands of an adult, so to speak, is basically using the energy of charisma or magnetic energy to help shift one's experiences. Now, the purpose of experiences is to grow in wisdom. And if you're having an experience that is painful or experience that is not giving you the joy that you deserve, that's why I said at one point, there may be a time to stop and take inventory. What have I been attracting? If you're able to lift into the joy frequency, if you're able to lift into the love, sincerity, and presence, then the inventory stuff is really not as important. One of the things to remember is that our world is constructed of our beliefs. Our beliefs are indeed the boundaries that keep us from the infinite joy. So beliefs, we're all familiar with the phrase limiting beliefs. Well, limiting beliefs generate patterns. Patterns generate participants. And if the participants in your life are bringing you down, then there's a limiting belief at work that needs a little love and a little healing to evaporate so that we can move back into love, sincerity,
and presence.
So commanding the light, well, I'll tell you what, it happens when we feel joy, when we feel that connection to the divine. It's a natural state of our divine inheritance.
And that natural state of our divine inheritance is residing in a fifth dimensional cocoon of crystalline light that is ours to command. Because you cannot, here's the fail safe. You might say, oh my goodness, if people can command the light, wouldn't that be kind of dangerous? Well, the fail safe is that your heart is the security device.
If you're not in the love joy space,
it's
you're not
going to happen. Exactly.
You're back using force and effort and charisma.
You're demanding rather than commanding. And we've been a lot more to share on this, but let's go to the phone lines to take another caller.
Absolutely.
So let's go to line number 4. We're going to say to Adam from California. Namaste, beloved Adam.
Namaste. Thank you for taking my call.
It's our absolute pleasure, Angel. How are you? How can we serve you?
I'm doing great. I've been feeling like I'm in a transition phase of my life. There's been a lot of shifts going on over the last few months, and I've been feeling called to relocate, to possibly find a community that I can co-create with from a sincere heart space. And I was just wondering if I can get a mini soul reading to hear what is in my soul's highest interest for me to hear right now.
Well, thank you for the honor, Angel. Thank you so much. First of all, the minute you started mentioning it, I saw you moving. I mean, what's really fascinating is the way that you were moving was almost like you were flying. Like I watched your soul energy lift up out of you, and you're so happy. And there's this sense of service. They're saying that everything around you right now is about service. And that as you really decide the service that you are happiest offering, then the effort, then the move becomes effortless and the energy becomes divine. They're also saying it's so cute, this beautiful little angel, and I don't even have a name for this angel other than it's just so beautiful, just came up in front of you and is waving their little finger and saying, and remember that what you are asking for is being delivered to you. However, keep your mind from engaging, allow your heart to lead, and breathe through the changes ahead, because everything is leading you to a divine appointment with destiny. So it's a very powerful time for you, my love. Be sure you've registered for that class in January, because it's really going to help you. It's a very powerful time for you. And especially the first 6 months of 2016, that's when all this kind of rearranging is going to happen. And then by the second half of 2016, it's just kind of like this beautiful flow, lots of smiling and flying. I just keep seeing this energy of flying around you. And so I'm really, really honored and grateful you called us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. You. Much love and gratitude to you both.
And to you, my love. Namaste. You know, Sri, before we go to some of the people that have eaten, let's take another caller.
All right. Well, we have line 5 standing by, and it looks like it's Mari from Palm Springs.
Namaste, Mari.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. Hello.
Hi, my love.
Hello. Oh, my goodness. I've been spending all morning with you. I didn't get a chance to hear the last week's recording. And so I went up the mountain and did prayer and sang and chanted and then listened to last week's recording. And now I'm here with this one. And so much has been going on, as you know, coming back from India. I placed the intention last month to bring my painting and my drawing. And I've had to spend a lot of time cleaning out drawers and cabinets, but I haven't been able to paint. I know that it's coming, and I've connected with Rashaya, and I've just been really staying in that energy of clearing and cleansing. I'm calling for a soul reading today. I'm calling and asking to receive and to be in that place, you know, I think it's very interesting. This year was a 7, and what are you a master of? Well, I've had a lot of practice with a lot of things, but a lot of clearing and completion. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited. Next year is an 8, and that's the crystalline warriors. And I want that crystalline energy to come into my art. So I'm just, I'm here just opening up to receive and asking today for a reading.
Well, I'm so blessed. No, thank you, my angel. Truly, I'm humbled and blessed and honored that you're calling today. And, you know, I really enjoy your sharing. And as you were sharing, I need to just offer you that this beautiful, I want to use the word Kuan Yin, but it was almost even bigger than that, came in, took your hands, and it's so cute. First, she put, it looks like a violet blindfold over your eyes, like it was this beautiful piece of like silky cloth energy. She tied it over your eyes. She took your hands. She put paintbrushes in them, guided you up to a wall. It wasn't even a canvas. It was a wall, whispered in your ear and said, stop looking and just do. And so I'm going to invite you to set up so that you could maybe be sitting in front of something with paint already on a brush. Literally, you may want to tie a blindfold over your eyes, put your brush to whatever, the paper, the wall, and trust what comes out. And when you remove the blindfold, she says, receive the energy. She said, it doesn't matter what shows up. What matters is the release of the energy. And in order to release this energy, you need to embody compassionate Kuan Yin, mother goddess energy. But it's all there. It's all ready to go. And she just keeps saying, just begin. I will guide you. Let go of your mind. Let go of your eyes as you begin and move forward. And so it is.
Thank you. That's so perfect. Thank you. I'm giggling.
Namaste. Wow, Sri. You know, I just thank you. The ability to command the light. You know, I'm really enjoying all the past callers here because every one of them, you know, every week we are so blessed that it's always the perfect calls, and we have plenty of emails here. We're going to get to, but it's always perfect because each one of them, right, was really being invited to command the light. And I'm also smiling, thinking about how when we unlock our inner radical, this telejourney we're doing in January, it's really an extension of commanding the light.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and learning the difference, the inner stance between being in that healthy place of co-creating with the divine versus the victim-y place of rescue me from my problems.
Exactly.
You know, how many of us have gone through that place of saying, gosh, I wish I had a partner because I'm so lonely, you know, rescue me from my loneliness or rescue me from my fear of whatever it is. And then somebody shows up and it turns out to be a fairly crummy relationship.
Well, Well, demand or command. Yeah, you know, when we demand of the light, we don't get the best pickings.
Well,
let's put it that
way. You get an opportunity to grow and learn.
Exactly. The light's like, okay, well, we'll help you with your growth. Exactly.
Versus being at that place of I'm feeling pretty good about myself. And wouldn't it be fun to have a playmate? Wouldn't it be fun to have a friend?
Yeah.
You know, I'd like that guy to show up.
You know it.
And then all of a sudden, hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
A whole different energy.
It's a whole different place.
I'm offering these fun examples just to illustrate. It's that inner space that really makes the difference in what kind of results we get.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. You know, this is one of the things that's so important. So as we move on, talking about commanding the light, I want to remind you. So let's just kind of take inventory so far. Every time we take a conscious breath, I know it sounds simple, but every time you take a conscious breath, let's just do it again right now. If you want, bring your hand to your heart. Take in a deep conscious breath. And smile. No matter what you think you're feeling, smile. Now, we've talked also a lot about sincerity, love, and presence, and about lifting up into the fifth dimension to offer ourselves this manifest energy. I want to offer to you one of my little secrets. One of my little secrets is the way I start my days. And this is a very powerful, it's actually a very ancient Hindu practice that I've kind of brought to the fifth dimension. And you right now, and you may want to do it with me, but the key is that I start out this way every single morning. The other thing I do along with this practice every single morning is I have a series of sacred songs that mean a lot to me, that uplift me, that make me feel amazing. And so I also play that. And I have one little thing that was put together that runs about 9.5 minutes. And I make sure no matter what, I take those 9.5 minutes to go through the entire thing and to do this practice. So, my beloved angels, we have sincerity, love, and presence. We have commanding versus demanding. So now, imagine it's tomorrow morning. And for some of you, based on where you're living, it might be. So you're waking up, you're pulling yourself together. Consider having some type of beautiful song that uplifts you. Doesn't matter what it is. It's a beautiful song that uplifts you. And then I want to invite you to start your day to enter into the energy of sincerity, love, and presence by first taking that deep breath, bringing a smile to your face, and then bring your palms together, holding them in front of you in what we call prayer position, and start rubbing them. Just rub them, rub them, rub them. You know, we have a technique called the miracle manifestation technique that we rub them also. But you just start rubbing them and you start feeling the energy coming into your hands and rub them and rub them and rub them. And then after you rub them, hold them up in front of you. See, right now you're gazing at your hands and you first want to look at the tip of your fingers, the very, very tip. And here's what I say. On the tip of my hands resides Lakshmi, the goddess of prosperity who guides my fingers as working tools throughout this day. In the palms of my hands, so you bring your eyes to the palms, in the palms of my hands resides Saraswati, the goddess of knowledge that controls my destiny. And at the base of my hands resides Govinda, the god of sustenance, supporting me with good health and vibrant energy. This morning, I invoke the blessings of all three with reverence in my palms. For my hands are vital instruments of success, as all of my tasks are performed through my hands. When I see God in my own hands, it offers me the confidence to face any challenge and to find immediate solutions to any problems. I know that God is part of me, encouraging me and supporting me to only bring the highest integrity into my vocation so that all I do will be a benefit to all. I know that my hands are a witness to the divine, and therefore I know that I can only offer love, sincerity, and presence in every action of my day. I then rub my hands together again, begin up at my crown chakra, feeling all that heat emanating, and I wash my hands, so to speak. I wash that energy from crown to feet as I invite it to permeate my field. This is the fifth dimensional way to say good morning to your day, good morning to your energy, to invite, and to be with sincerity, love, and presence. And all you need to do is keep listening to this part of the show over and over again. Write down my words. Really try. Give yourself, you know, they say all it takes is 21 days. Why not offer yourself a 21-day challenge? Why not wake up tomorrow, whatever day you're listening to the show, why not wake up tomorrow putting sincerity, love, and presence into your heart, knowing that in this moment right now, you can start invoking conscious breath, that with that exhale, you smile, sending a signal to the universe of yes, no matter what your emotions are doing, if you take in a deep breath and you exhale with a smile, you will start sending a signal to the universe that you are ready to receive, that you are ready to create, and that you are commanding the light rather than demanding density to align in a way to support your ego. Because at the essence of the law of attraction, it's about demanding the law of density to support your ego, versus when we command the light, we are inviting the fifth dimensional energy to support our ascended presence and create for the highest service of all. Do you see the dramatic difference? When we stay in our sincerity, our love, and our presence, we create, versus when we're in our ego and demanding, all we're doing is reorganizing density. And for a moment, we might feel better, but reorganized density is just density, and it will keep creating chaos.
And so, beloveds, as you begin with this prayerful practice or another practice that helps you achieve that state of being in alignment with the divine within, then the thoughts, the images, the visions that you have are aligned with your highest expression. Then the so-called desires are actually glimpses of your true future.
Mm-hmm.
Consider that for a moment. From this space of fifth dimensional sincerity, the imagery is aligned with our truth rather than our lack. And as aligned with our truth, it means it shall be done.
It is already done, because your soul's energy. And remember, that's what self-ascension is. If you want to learn more about self-ascension, go to our website, treeandkira.com. Get the free ebook, Self-Ascension. What is self-ascension? Self-ascension is the opportunity to remember yourself as a master while you are still in form, and to live that life of abundant freedom right now, today. Now, I want to go ahead. We've got quite a few emails that came in. We want to go ahead and try and address a few of those. Remember that you can send us your email to guest@shreeandkiraradio.com. And we're going to start with an email from Susie. And this is Susie in Australia. So namaste, Susie. Here's Susie's email to Shri and Kira. My heart goes out to you with so much gratitude. Your shows recently have been exactly what I've needed to hear, and I'm so grateful to feel your connection and sincerity. My first request is information regarding how to form a crystalline community of light here in Australia. Do you have a system I can learn from and create? I know this is my path, and I am in the process of manifesting it and want to do it with the purest of heart to create in divine love and service as you are. And Susie, thank you. And the Terra Nostra model will shortly be available through our website. We're in the middle of actually updating our website. So as soon as we get it all updated, we'll get all that information to you. And then the rest of Susie's email is simply, my second request is a mini soul reading regarding this dream and vision of mine. With all my love and gratitude, Susie, with lots of kisses, and feel those kisses back to you, Susie. Susie, angel, bring your hands to your heart. When Shri and I first connected with your email, the first thing we saw, it's fascinating, what I saw around you were animals, lots and lots of beautiful animals. And at first I thought they were in this world, and then I realized they were more, let's say, mythical. I'm seeing unicorns. I'm seeing beautiful, almost like dragon-esque, but very, very beautiful, crystalline, color-filled. I'm seeing all these beautiful plants and energies around you. And the answer is that your vision and your dream must become your reality. Right now, everything around you is in this mythical creation state, which is an awesome place to start. However, take that, sit with that, go into your Garden of Eden that you have already called forth in your life, And as you go into your Garden of Eden, invite yourself to start writing down exactly what you want this to look like. I'm seeing in a couple years, you have the opportunity to really manifest this. However, all of the actions you take need to be around bringing it from the mythical into the now moment. And so it is, my angel. Thank you so much for writing us. We love you, Susie.
You know, beloveds, having a sacred intention is part of the co-creation process. You know, an intention isn't just about bringing something into your lives in the physical. It's about a state of being. I intend to be more mindful, or I intend to see the divine in all beings and in all creation. Intention aligned with your authentic service in the world will manifest. And the key about an intention, it's bringing into consciousness that momentum, that action that you wish to witness. And by setting your intention when we're in those prayerful moments, by setting your intentions and getting clarity when we are residing in our presence, in our love, in our sincerity, you're setting into motion a flow that will carry you when you happen to be a little absent-minded. Because sure enough, life has a way of distracting us from time to time. Sure enough, there are speed bumps along the way, and your intentions, especially your highest intentions, will carry you over those speed bumps.
You know, they always will. And let's go to another beautiful email that we received. Now, this is from Suzanne, not Susie. This is from Susan, who lives in the United States. Now, Susan's email is fairly lengthy, so I'm not going to read the whole email. However, I am going to, let me just share that she wrote in because she shared some things that are happening in her life. Get to the point where she says, I'm torn. I'm torn between this East Coast life and my California home. Everyone there wants me to be happy, but they want me to come, quote, home. I have lived in many places, moved many times, back and forth, East Coast to West. I don't want to run away if there is something I need to fulfill. And I love that she also adds, you know, I had a beautiful session with Kira last week. And Susan, truly, it's always an honor to do a personal reading for someone, a soul session. Thank you for that honor. And it revealed to me it was time to focus on myself. She also mentioned temple and oceans. And to me, this is California, but I'm not entirely sure. For additional context, I'm currently reading 2012 Atlantean Revelations, page 85, and about to do lesson 3 of Ascended Numerology. And I'm also working with Avesa and have the star consciousness rods. So this is very, very powerful. Here's her question. How does one discern that what you seek to manifest is indeed your soul's path to truth and ascension? What if it is different from what another soul is seeking to manifest? That involves us and our role in their lives. Very, very powerful. She ends it with, I'm so grateful for your presence and teachings. And Susan, we're so grateful for you. Susan, first of all, thank you for taking the time to write such a lengthy email. And thank you for sending it for today's show, because I think a lot of people are saying, you know, how do I discern? And I want to first compliment your choice of words. Spiritual discernment is a sign of mastery. Many, many times we jump into things without discerning our mastery. And so your choice of words already reveals that you are already in the integrity of this decision. When you ask, what if it's different from another soul? I have Archangel Zadkiel here, and Zadkiel just keeps saying the same thing over and over again. He's reminding me to share with you that early on, Zadkiel was asked, what about sin? And the response Zadkiel gave was this: if there is but one sin, to use the words of your world, it would be to interfere with the path of another, or to allow another to interfere with your path. And the reason Zadkiel is inviting me to share this with you right now is because when we stay focused clearly on our path, when we stay focused clearly on our heart's guidance, everything else aligns and everyone else is free for their alignment to continue as well. When we look at our sincerity, our love, and our presence, and when our decisions are made from the highest good, then everything falls into place. However, when we compromise our decisions because of others, then what we're really doing, even though it's well-intended and even though it's lots of love, is we're actually interfering at a very ascended level. So the key is, how do we learn to walk the line of interference and interaction? And that comes through our spiritual discernment. As far as where you need to be right now, Zodkiel is just gazing at you, and I'm watching these huge violet eyes come in around you. And all he's saying is, you already have this answer. Your heart knows the way. Let it lead and trust the process for all involved. And my angel, that's what I need to share with you, is exactly what Archangel Zodkiel is asking me to share with you. And thank you for writing in. We love you dearly, Susan. Namaste.
You know, beloved ones, it's such an honor to be present to these questions and this angelic feedback, because truly we thrive on reminders to lift to our highest expression, to lift to the highest good, to the highest service. All of us share this in our hearts. That's the seed of our ascension.
Indeed.
Is to continue to lift. And of course, sometimes we may make a decision that later on we'll say, well, that could have been better. However, at the moment, it was the best we could come up
exactly.
with, given our state of consciousness at that time.
And that's the key, is be honest, be forgiving of yourself, because if you could do something different at the time, you would have.
And so there are times when we just need to get the truck in motion. You know, we just get the wheels turning. We say, to the best of my ability, I believe this is the right choice, and I'm going to roll with it. And as we roll with it, we begin to gain more information. We begin to notice the impact of our choices, etc. And so trust yourselves. Trust yourselves.
And, you know, talking about trusting yourselves, and we have many more emails here, but there's one I want to read and kind of culminate the show with, because it's so perfect for today's show. We have another email here from a woman named Monica, who has a couple different questions. So, Monica, we're just going to address the one because we're running out of time, but it's a fabulous question for this show. And here's Monica's question. When you ask for guidance from your guides, if you initially do not like the answer, is that because the astral is interfering? You talked about this last week on the show. Sometimes we get the truth and we don't like the answer, but it could be God's will. How can we tell the difference? And this is much love and light, Monica. Monica, great question. And it really ties into what we were just talking about as far as discernment. First and foremost, Sacred Union Journey Home. And for all of you listening, if you have not read our book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, please do. There's a reason it's been in print for so many years, and it's timeless, important information. But one of the things that Zodkiel says, and is so true, is that if the information you receive ever causes you to feel superior, or ever causes you to feel less than, or causes you to want to do harm to another, then it is not of the highest, and you absolutely know it should be discarded. If the information serves of the highest, even if you're not happy with the answer, and a lot of times this is usually around relationships, but if it serves the highest, you will always be left with a feeling of wholeness and a feeling of upliftment. And this is exactly where sincerity, love, and presence come back in, and our ability to manifest appears. Are we commanding or demanding? It's when we demand answers that we will receive the let's say, the lower frequency alignments that will make things temporarily happy and yet they always seem to keep spiraling. When we command the light from our sincerity, love, and presence, we receive answers of wisdom. And we can let go of the emotion of like or not like, because we see that there is a deeper wisdom supporting all. A very powerful question. And thank you so much for asking it, my love.
And so, beloveds, as we come to a close for today, we want to remind you that if you are wishing from a place of frustration or fear and wanting it to be different, chances are you're pushing away the very thing that you think you want. And if you are in a place of sincerity, if you're in a place of love, you will attract to you that which supports supports your highest good.
Listen to this show a lot. Write down the processes we gave you. Give yourself 21 days and make it work. And then in January, join us for the support that will carry you through 2016.
and beyond. You know, one of the things to remember is to have a smile, to laugh at your process, to love life, and to know that it is a continuum. It keeps getting better. We keep lifting. We keep expanding. We keep learning. Ascension happens at every level
Indeed. Of
our consciousness. And until we have the opportunity to join with you with joy, with love, with connection next week, may you trust that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.